Opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Welcome to the Jim Bice Show. It's a glorious day here in the Bay Area. Beautiful sunny day. It's much too nice to work, so everyone has my permission to take the day off and go to the beach.
I don't know if that's you can't use that to go to the boss. You can't get, hey, Jim Bice just told us we got the day off. I don't think that's going to work, Jim.
Well, I don't know what to tell you then, because, I guess I'm one of those that can't go to the boss, since I'm the boss, and my boss is the biggest jerk that ever lived. So here I am stuck in front of a hot microphone on a gorgeous day.
That guy's a slave driver.
Anyway, I do appreciate you tuning into the show, and I sincerely appreciate each and every listener. You know, in my travels around town, just conducting business, almost every day I run into new people that recognize my voice and they want to come over and talk. And I find that a bit gratifying that so many people do listen. So thank you. Thank you sincerely. I want to start with Rob here. Rob Taylor, of course. Everybody knows Rob by now. He's practically a fixture on the show.
I try to be a fixture everywhere I go, kind of like the lights.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, you got an update for us on this urban renewal ballot measure, right?
Well, I tell you what, it was really satisfying going into the county clerk's office about a week ago, and I turned in 1,287 signatures. She accepted 1,281 of them. John Sweet was there. John Sweet came out of the office, and I had those petition signatures at the clerk's office, and he was standing there, and he says, "Hey, Rob, what are you doing here?" And I said, "Well, I'm turning in those signatures to shut down your urban renewal agency." And he says, "Well, you're pretty ardent about that." And I said, "Ardent? Hell, I'm going to shut it down." So, yeah. And that's hopefully with the voters out there, they understand that this is a tax repeal, and it's a vote yes to repeal the measure,
urban renewal tax.
Yeah, and it's a measure 6168, and we have the Republican Party is behind us because they're all about development. They just don't think that your tax dollars should be used to pay for that development. And we've actually got the environmentalists behind us because they don't want the development to go on at all, much less to pay for it. So, you know, the commissioners united, the left and the right. Fortunately, they've united them against the commissioners. So it's a great project. It's a repeal of the North Spit urban renewal area, which covers the entire North Spit, and it's called the North Bay urban renewal area.
Right.
And if we can shut this down, we actually may shut down the entire agency, because the agency cannot exist unless it's in debt. You know, that alone.
Yeah, that should tell you something right there.
Right.
Why are we going in debt for taxpayer dollars to support private enterprise?
And, you know, when we come up to a later show coming up, when we closer to the election,
right,
I hope that more people call in, because there are a lot of people who are misinformed about this. They're not they're completely confused to how the money is collected and how it works as far as a taxing district. They don't understand that it pools from other taxing districts like our school,
right,
our counties. And, you know, this comes from our sheriff. This comes from our roads. This comes from the kids that we're educating. And it's going to private development. And I know, Jim, you and I are both for development.
I'm a capitalist. But any company that, if a company cannot stay in business without using taxpayer dollars, that company does not deserve to exist.
And, you know, there was, if you ever read the book titled The Law by Frederick Bastiat, he talks about the three ways that government plunders, and he talks about socialism, communism, and protectionism, or what I call corporatism.
Right.
And this protectionism is what this bill does, this tax does. It protects certain industries, usually the heavy industries, over regular industries. And it's something that I think is just misused, misappropriated. And the reason the politicians like it is because they get money to manage the money.
It is. And it's a pot of money that they can use for virtually anything they want. Some years ago, I did battle with over urban renewal in North Bend because they were gerrymandering the districts. So I kind of went to battle with the city, and after I did my research and actually talked to the Attorney General's office, the way the urban renewal laws are written in the state of Oregon, once that money's collected, they can use that for virtually anything they want to use it for, and they can do it without taxpayer input.
And you know, Jim, I talked to a lot of people out there who told me while they were, you know, while I was gathering signatures, oh, this can't, the port guaranteed that this can't be used for nothing but infrastructure. But think about this. How is a pitcher, a $50,000 pitcher of Prefontaine infrastructure?
Good question.
How is the Dolphin Theater, who got $100,000 infrastructure? How is the cheese factory that received almost $200,000 for development infrastructure? If you can explain how those projects are infrastructures for us, I'd be more than happy to talk about this a little bit further with people, because the county is trying to confuse them. Our politicians are trying to confuse them.
Well, and don't forget that piece of crap that tries to call itself a newspaper, the not quite daily toilet paper. They've run some articles basically praising the benefits of urban renewal by only telling you half the story on where the money was derived. So, again, we're laboring uphill against the establishment. And the establishment wants to maintain the status quo because it benefits them. And it screws everybody else, but they don't care about that as long as they get what they want.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, think about this, Jim. The politicians, they're the one who creates the plan. They get to decide where the area is that the plan gets to be enacted. They get to decide who gets the money, where the money gets to spend. Doesn't that sound like a setup for a complete scheme that it can be abused and misused by the leadership of our community? I would think so.
It sounds very much like John Sweet's waterfront beautification plan, where all the money goes to his old boy cronies and the normal people don't get any of it.
Oh, I know. And that's one of the worst setups, too, is because one of the reasons they're using this is that they're going to be pulling a lot of this money out of the school districts. That's why they like urban renewal. Almost 40% of that comes out of the school sharing fund, which comes from our state tax dollars. However, it's still our tax dollars, number one, but it doesn't do anything for our education. Right now, they're complaining about having funding for our schools. Well, right now, almost $100 million is eaten up because of urban renewal money, and that would go a long way of educating children than it would to be putting murals on buildings.
Exactly. Well, we're going to get a chance to vote on it in November, and between now and then, we're going to discuss it some more in length, and hopefully by that time, most of you listening will have a chance to bring yourself up to speed on what is actually happening, and then you can call in here, and your voice can be heard as well.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and with that, we're going to take a break and pay some of the bills, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, Danny here at Far West Tire and Auto. Do you feel like you're constantly on the go? From daily commuting, dance recitals, and weekend adventures? I'm sure your tires have never let you down, but that much time on the road can cause some wear and tear on your tires. It might be time to consider upgrading to Nokians. With the 50,000-mile warranty on select Nokians, you can hit the road in style. So stop on by Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101 Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
The RV business is booming at the Boomin' Y, and Gibbs RV is looking for nice pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Gibbs RV makes it so simple. They will come to your location, give you a fair appraisal, and help take care of all the paperwork. It doesn't get any easier than that. So let the professionals at Gibbs RV take the hassle out of selling or consigning your RV. Stop by and see them today at 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay by the Big Boomin' Y in Empire, or check them out at GibbsRV.com.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. You know, for the last year and a half, we've been deluged by the media, by politicians, by every special interest group, by lobbyists, you name it. Everybody hates Donald Trump. You know, everybody hates Donald Trump. And I finally figured out why. All of these groups, you know, you got politicians from both sides of the aisle. You got the Washington Democrats or bureaucrats. You've got the K Street lobbyists, the media in general, Hollywood and academia. They all hate Trump. We see it every day. Corrupt and inept politicians, bureaucrats in fear for their jobs, the fake news media, the filthy mouth and disgusting Hollywood types. Communist teachers and college professors, they're all whining that Donald Trump he's a racist. He's a misogynist. He's a liar. And it's on and on and on ad infinitum until we're all sick to death of hearing it, right? Now, for as long as I can remember, and I've been doing this political stuff for a long time, the issues have been pretty much the same. Illegal immigration, the economy, affordable health care, affordable housing, education, weak foreign policy, terrorism. The list goes on, but nothing ever seems to change. Have you noticed that? We have all this discussion and rhetoric, but nothing ever changes. We've seen study groups, blue ribbon panels, special investigations, frivolous lawsuits, congressional hearings, hours and hours of rhetoric, partisan bickering, continuous allegations of dishonesty and racism and finger-pointing and oppression of special interest groups. But none of these problems ever seem to be resolved or even get better. Indeed, most of the issues have actually gotten worse. Think about it. Look back. You know, most of you listening today, you're over 10 years old, so you can remember that far back, right? But then along came Donald Trump. This is a guy that isn't driven by partisan politics. A guy that uses common sense. A businessman who gathers and analyzes facts and then takes direct action to address and actually resolve the issue at hand. And we've got plenty of examples of that. You know, after our previous president told us, high unemployment and stagnant wage growth, that's the new norm. And, of course, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, right? Just remember all that. Well, the problem is, this is totally contrary to how business has been done in government for years, where the issue itself is vastly more important than the resolution. They want the issue. They want the talking points. They don't want to fix anything. And this is all of them. This isn't a partisan thing. This is the people versus the elitists. And the problem is, Trump resolves issues. He solves problems. And you know what? In the last 18 months, things have gotten better in America. We've got the lowest unemployment rate in 44 years. We've got the lowest unemployment rate for blacks and Hispanics ever. We've got our trading partners respecting us, our so-called allies around the world. They now respect us. We're getting some common sense in government, and things are actually getting done? Oh, my God. The establishment can't stand that. They would rather continue their posturing and finger-pointing and whining rather than actually do their jobs. And Trump shows them up for the lying, inept, arrogant elitists that they really are. And that's why they all hate Trump. And it isn't just Trump they hate. There's been a number of articles and loudmouth liberals all over TV talking about how horrible Trump is. Oh, my God, this is the most horrible person in the world. We got Hollywood types out there calling Melania Trump the C word and using the F word left and right in public venues to describe Trump.
When they get mad at Trump for using the word animals to describe animals.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, you know, probably one of the most historic things that Trump has done so far is he sat down and he talked to Kim Jong-un, the dictator of North Korea.
Did you see that when he came out to talk to those Fox?
Yeah.
Or no, those reporters.
Those reporters,
were just not Fox,
yeah.
But they were all kinds of reporters out there. And he did a great job, that impromptu interview, after flying all the way from Singapore.
I thought it was awesome. This reporterette was, in case you didn't see the press conference, some reporterette was out there whining and sniveling about, well, you met with Kim Jong-un. Why didn't you discuss human rights? And why didn't you discuss this? And why didn't you discuss that? And Donald Trump had the perfect comeback. He said, because I didn't want to see you and your family killed by North Korean's nukes, or the 40 or 50 or 60 million other people that would be killed by those nukes. You know, all that human rights stuff, it sounds fine and dandy, but it doesn't mean squat if you're dead.
Right, right. And you know, it saves lives. He's saving lives, and this is what he's elected for. And the lady, if that would have been Obama doing the same thing, he would have been the greatest thing since
they would have been
Christ.
Well, they'd have all had trouble had it been Obama, because they'd have been there. This took place on the White House lawn, and with all of them drooling out of the corners of their mouths, where the press was standing would have been a big mud hole.
And I wonder how much money Obama would have had to pay Kim Jong-un. Well, boy, I got that name mixed up.
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un. I wonder how much money they would actually have to pay him, like, you know, they did for Iran.
Well, they bought off Iran with $1.5 billion in cash, plus we still don't know the true numbers. I've seen everything from 2 to 10 billion in benefits that we've given Iran for basically doing nothing.
In cold, hard cash.
In cold, hard cash. Our money. Pallets of American dollars that had to be moved out of the airplane with forklifts.
Yeah, they should make a movie of the week for that one.
And we got absolutely nothing in return. Yet Donald Trump gets a dictator of North Korea to sit down and talk about peace, something that's never happened. And all they can do is criticize him.
They were criticizing the video he showed, and I thought that would have been the exact video leading with our sales pitch.
Exactly.
This is what you can have, you know, and a picture of our latest model, you know. These are the women you could be hanging around with there, you know. And
well,
these
you
are
know,
the
I,
buildings
I,
you can build. And
I looked at that, and having been in sales all my life, I looked at that, and I thought, you know, this is probably one of the best sales presentations I've ever seen.
Oh, Jim, I'll do you one better. It reminded me of a sales pitch we used to do for satellite television.
Yeah.
And it would show all the great, you know, highlights of the satellite sales position, you know. And, of course, you know, it was all just hype. But, yeah, that's what we were selling.
Yeah. And the thing is, North Korea is buying it.
And they're buying it, yeah.
And it just tickles me to death to listen to the harpies in the media out there whining, well, look at what he had to give up to get that. You know what he gave up? He gave up one thing. You know what he gave up?
I'm not sure what that is.
He canceled the war games that we traditionally do every year with the U.S. military and South Korean military.
You mean the ones that weren't going to be held till November?
Right.
Yeah,
he canceled that. So he gave up too much. But not a peep out of Obama giving up billions of American taxpayer dollars for nothing.
plus a deal where we couldn't get any accuracy of what was really being done in their own country, right?
Well, and then they exempted, they had this Iran deal, and then they basically exempted everything that was important in the deal, so it was a non-deal. It was basically all it was Obama paying off his buddies. That was it. Because don't forget Obama's world apology tour, where he went around the world apologizing for the United States. In a couple cases, the media didn't show it, but I'm almost certain that he had on knee pads.
And you
can figure that out for yourself.
Yeah, and Russia really loved that deal because it helped them out with their oil supplies and getting that across the continent. Yeah.
Absolutely. So this is what we're faced with. This is why everybody hates Trump, because he actually does things that are good for the American people and the lying, corrupt elitist in the D.C. swamp just can't have that. And we need to take another break here, and I think we'll give something away. I know everybody hates this when I give stuff away, right? Put your phone away, Rob. You can't win.
And I do love those burgers.
Yeah. This is from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. They're located in Coos Bay, North Bend, one inside Wally World and one in Reedsport. And basically it's a gesture of appreciation from the owner of these McDonald's to the people out there for making his restaurant successful. He wanted to do something nice, so he lets me give away freebies. Heck of a deal, huh? I have in my hot little hand here a certificate for one free lunch or dinner sandwich of your choice. Another one for one free breakfast sandwich of your choice. Another one for one free dessert of your choice. Today's a perfect day for that. And another one for one free small McCafe beverage of your choice. If you're a coffee addict, that's a good thing. And then we have a sheet of coupons, or basically buy one, get one free on several products that they offer. But I'm going to give all this away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124. Be caller number 3, and you'll win all these goodies from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. And we'll be right back.
And now your weekly car care tip from Tom's Bulldog Automotive.
Hi, I'm Tom from Tom's Bulldog Automotive in Coos Bay. With the cold winter months here, it is time to have your cooling system serviced. Many people think their antifreeze only keeps their car's engine from freezing. In reality, the engine coolant does much more than protect your engine against the cold. It also protects against heat and corrosion. A quick way to destroy your engine is to run it too hot. Aluminum components can warp as a result of excessive heat. Good coolant improves the cooling system efficiency. It also keeps the cooling system from rusting, which can cause severe problems over time.
Go to Tom's Bulldog Automotive today. They'll clean, flush, and put new antifreeze in your cooling system to make sure your car is in tip-top shape for winter. Call Tom's Bulldog Automotive at 541-269-0399. That's 541-269-0399. Or go to tomsbulldog.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 3rd year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so I have insomnia, but I've never slept better. And what's changed? Just a pillow. It's had such a positive impact on my life. And of course, I'm talking about MyPillow. I fall asleep faster, I stay asleep longer, and now you can too. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity, and Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has the special four-pack. Now you get 40% off two MyPillow premiums and two Go Anywhere pillows. Now MyPillow is made here in the USA, has a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090, promo code Hannity, to get Mike Lindell's special four-pack offer. You get two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows for 40% off. And that means once those pillows arrive, you start getting the kind of peaceful and restful and comfortable and deep healing and recuperative sleep that you've been craving and you certainly deserve. MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity. You will love this pillow.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I want to talk a bit about some of the ways the American people are being less misled and lied to by the lamestream media. And in particular, this piece of crap we've got in town that calls itself a newspaper. I call it the not quite daily toilet paper because that's about all it's good for. And by the way, don't use it for toilet paper. It leaves black stripes and they're unseemly. So don't do that. But you know, if you believe the unadulterated crap that's being fed to us by the media, you probably think that American women live under a suffocating patriarchy. Rape culture flourishes in the United States. Toxic masculinity, whatever the hell that is, stunts the emotional and professional growth of American females. Sexual harassment and predation are rampant in American workplaces, and college campuses are hotbeds of sexual violence. Female students need safe spaces where they can go and escape all this abusive male power. That's what we've been getting from the media for the last couple of years. Now, these propositions are self-evident to large interlocking establishment of government bureaucracies, liberal politicians, college administrators, faculty activists, professionals, and journalists. Yet the same establishment is up in arms over a recent declaration by Attorney General Jeff Sessions that female aliens caught trying to enter the country illegally will no longer be automatically considered for asylum just because they claim that they're victims of domestic abuse. You know, that's the big thing right now. Everything right now settles down to three things. Domestic abuse by evil, toxic males, racism, and open borders. And don't forget, 8% of the population and 0.5% of the population ruling society. This past weekend, they had all these gay rights parades all around the country. Why in the hell are we allowing 8% of the people to dictate the morality of the rest of us? Why are we doing that? Are we really that stupid? And then you got the transgenders. The media has itself all fired up. A male gave birth in England. Do you hear about that?
Whoa, back the truck up.
Oh, yeah.
Say that again
now. Some transgender that identifies as a male gave birth. So, according to the media, it's the first time in history that a male has ever given birth.
Wrong. That's the plumbing was a female to begin with.
This is how stupid it's become, and anybody that buys into that is equally stupid. I don't care. Are you offended that I'm calling you stupid? Well, pull your head from where the sun don't shine, and maybe you won't have that problem.
I'm still getting over this. I'm just, you know.
Now, Nancy Pelosi is accusing the Trump administration of, her words, staggering cruelty in condemning vulnerable, innocent women to a lifetime of violence and even death. The American Bar Association charged that Sessions would further victimize the most in need of protection. And the executive director of the American Immigration Lawyers Association denounced this shameful chapter in our country's history and promised a lawsuit. This, now remember, folks, this is all because Donald Trump and Jeff Sessions decided that they would enforce the laws that are on the books. See, we've just been through 8 years of an arrogant, elitist piece of crap, ignoring the laws whenever it suited his agenda. And that was, oh, just so wonderful. Oh, isn't he smart? He's the smartest person on earth. He's also the biggest liar and the biggest piece of crap that ever crawled out from under a rock. But the media loves that. But when you enforce law and use a little common sense, oh, well, we can't have that. But Sessions was right to return asylum law to its original intent, offering protection to individuals persecuted by their government for membership in a socially distinct group. Domestic violence is not a socially distinct group, folks. That's a domestic crime. That's all it is, a domestic crime. It's not a public crime. It doesn't reflect general persecution of the sort that international law has codified as appropriate for asylum petitions. It's illegal to use domestic violence on an asylum petition. Asylum petitions have mushroomed. In 2008, at the beginning of the Obama administration, there were 17, since then, during the Obama administration, asylum petitions grew by 1,700%, 1,700% in just an eight-year period because of Obama's policies of ignoring the law. So here we are inundated with people claiming asylum for the dumbest things. Oh, my God, I can't live in Guatemala anymore. It makes my hair grow too fast. Oh, well, we'll give you asylum for that. This is what we were faced with. Sessions did the right thing. Trump did the right thing. But it just defies common sense how these leftists can willingly ignore any law they want with impunity, and then the magpies in the media and Hollywood and academia and all of the special interest idiot groups that want to sponge out of your pocket think, oh, that's just so wonderful. But let somebody come along and actually enforce the law. Oh, my God, he's terrible. He's a racist. He hates everybody. Look what he's doing to these poor, innocent children. Well, you know, maybe we should hold the parents accountable for bringing your kids here illegally to begin with.
You know, Jim, if you leave your kids in the car just for a few minutes and run into the grocery store, they will take your children away from you here in Coos County.
Yeah.
Yeah, you drag your kids 100 or a couple hundred miles through the desert.
1,000 miles through the desert.
And they reward you with this type of policy.
Oh,
well, that's just nuts.
You're just so wonderful for doing that, yes. But why should the social justice warriors even want to subject these potential asylum seekers to the horrors we have here in America, according to them?
No kidding, huh?
In coming to the United States, if you believe the dominant feminist narrative, the female aliens would simply be exchanging their local violent patriarchy for a new one. Indeed, it should be a mystery to these committed progressives why any third world resident would seek to enter the United States. Not only is rape culture pervasive in the United States, but the very lifeblood of America is the destruction of black people. Just ask them. Surely a third world person of color would be better off staying in his own country, where he's free from genocidal whiteness and the murderous legacy of Western civilization. So, I don't understand how these people can hold two mutually opposing views at the same time. But this is a left-wing establishment that, on the one hand, rails against American oppression of an ever-expanding number of victim groups, while at the same time, it denounces the United States for not giving unlimited access to foreign members of those same victim groups. You can't have it both ways.
I was going to say, they should call this policy the out of the frying pan into the fryer immigration policy.
Yeah. In their open borders mode, liberals paint the United States as the only source of hope of opportunity for low-skilled, low-social capital, third worlders, a place obligated by its immigration history to take in all comers forever. You know, you've heard the line. You've all heard the line. Well, we're a nation of immigrants. Well, that's true to a point, but we're a nation of legal immigrants. Have you ever noticed when you listen to the media or you listen to the liberal politicians, you will never hear the word illegal and alien in the same sentence? Doesn't happen. They lump all immigrants together, legal or illegal, to come up with this line of crap, oh, we're all immigrants here. Well, that isn't true. That isn't true. They likely hold both mutually exclusive concept in their head simultaneously. And they're not even aware of that contradiction, moving between one and the other according to context. But both claims can't be true. And actions speak louder than words. Impressing for an immigration policy determined by the desire of hundreds of millions of foreigners to enter the United States, liberals implicitly acknowledge that the left-wing narrative about America being such a horrible place must be false, right?
Well, and they're the ones who are encouraging them to come here. So by essence, they're basically asking them to come to a place of danger.
Yeah. Well, do you remember? It's only been a few years ago that Obama sent emissaries to Guatemala to urge those people to come to the United States.
Yes, I do.
So he actually encouraged illegal immigration. We didn't hear much about that. There is no place on this planet that's less governed by tribal prejudice and machismo than the United States of America. The left-wing narrative is simply a form of moral preening, and it's absolute BS, period. The U.S. southern border is currently beset by a flow of Central American migrants that have been coached. They've been coached by Obama's people to tell the border guards the magic word that they have a well-founded fear of persecution in their home country.
Now, so do you, Jim. Jeez.
Yeah, well, I'm persecuted all the time because I like to tell the truth, and liberals can't deal with truth.
Well, that hate radio you espouse.
I know. Hate radio. Welcome to hate radio, folks. And if you're listening to me, don't forget you're one of the deplorables, one of Hillary's deplorables. And don't forget also, folks, when you hear all this criticism of the United States, when you hear the criticism of Donald Trump, you know who they're really targeting? They're targeting you. Because you are just so damn stupid that you voted for this racist, misogynist, lying piece of crap, Donald Trump. That's what they would have you believe. So they're attacking you. And I don't know about how you folks feel about it, but if somebody attacks me, I'm going to respond in kind. You know? And I'm a firm believer. Everybody knows Newton's third law. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Right.
Well, that applies to interpersonal relationships as well. You know, if somebody attacks me, I'm going to attack them with the same force they attack me. And maybe it's time that we ordinary people, the normal people in this country, quit sitting back and taking it, lying down, let them trample all over us, let us steal our money, let them steal our rights, and all we do is sit and snivel and whine about it. Maybe it's time we stood up on our hind legs and bit back. Do you think? Huh? Anyway, let's take a break right now, because I'm running a little over time. Hey, I want you to mark this date on your calendar, folks. This is an auspicious date in history, because this show today was the first time in memory that I actually made two of the breaks on time. So this is special. Now, this third one, yeah, we're running a little bit behind, but we're still within the window of opportunity here where I'm not doubling them up. So anyway, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Well, I was driving across town when my car got down, started lurching and trying to die. Well, luckily, there was a shop, and when it struggled to a stop, a nice fella met me right outside. I said, "Man, something's wrong. What the heck is going on?" He said, "I tell you this, I got no doubt. You just relax and don't you worry. We can fix it in a hurry because your car is what we're all about. We do it all."
Bayshore Auto and RV Repair, your one-stop shop for all your automotive and RV mechanical repairs. Stop by and see Jeff and his friendly staff on Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay.
Hey everyone, this is Rob from Basin Tackle, and we want to invite you to tune in every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for our Basin Tackle Outdoor Show. It's going to be an hour of fun, frivolity, and of course, fishing. We're also going to have hints, tips, and suggestions to help you catch more fish. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, we're going to have something for everyone, with guests, call-ins, giveaways, and whatever else I can think of as I head into the studio. Remember, folks, that's Wednesdays at 3 p.m., brought to you by Basin Tackle, where we set you up for adventure and give you directions to get there.
Looking for electronics or musical instruments? Do you like jewelry? Are you looking for a newer used firearm? How about tools? Or maybe you could use some extra cash. World Pawn Exchange, located at 1980 Sherman Avenue in downtown North Bend, buys and sells firearms, gold and silver, coins and jewelry, musical instruments, electronics, and more. At World Pawn Exchange, you'll find more than you can possibly imagine. World Pawn Exchange, 1980 Sherman Avenue in North Bend.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I'm going to go right to the phones. We're going to talk to David in Eastside. David, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today? Hello, David. Is David there? We must have lost David. Well, hopefully he'll call back. Nope, he's gone. Okay. Get back to this. You know, on the asylum claims, there are now a backlog of over 300,000 asylum claims in our courts. The most important reason why the U.S. is such a magnet to people all over the world, and you'll never hear this from a liberal, it's because of the rule of law. The people coming here believe we are a nation of laws. They, in fact, most of these people coming to America know more about our own Constitution than do our own politicians and most of the talking heads shooting off their mouth.
Right. They know that they come to this country because we're going to protect each and every one of their individual rights.
They understand the concept of individual rights, which our own liberals don't seem to get.
Don't even get it.
But see, the liberals would destroy that lawfulness, even as they publicly deny its legacy of tolerance and justice. According to liberals, America is just a horrible place. And if we're so doggone horrible, why does everybody want to come here?
Yeah, I haven't figured that out.
I haven't either. You know, one of the crises currently being created by the liberal Democrats, including our own Senator Jeff Merkley, is that illegal alien children are being held in inhumane conditions. In fact, week before last, Merkley showed up at one of the detention centers in Texas, showed up unannounced with a camera crew, And then he was. Then he went out and whined to the media because he wasn't granted admittance. Well, there's a procedure for that that's well-established and well-known, and he knowingly broke that procedure just so he could get some FaceTime on TV and whine and snivel about liberal policies.
You know, I was going to go to his house on Father's Day and do the same thing, at, you know, but at 2 in the morning and knock on his door.
Yeah, no kidding. And then over the weekend, a bunch of Democrat politicians showed up at one of the detention centers. I think it was in New York. I'm not certain. And pulled basically the same thing. What they're after is FaceTime on TV and a way to reinforce their talking points and their agenda.
You know, I thought you were going to talk about the Rural Organizing Project. They just did the same thing at one of the places here in Oregon where they staged a rally.
Right, yeah. Yeah, but they stage these things specifically for the publicity. They know that they're wrong, but they don't care. All they want is the public image. Now, to support their claims, they posted pictures of children being held in cages in unsanitary conditions. All last week, this was making the rounds on all the news media and on social media. But there's a little fly in the ointment that they neglected to mention. The pictures that were circulating, that the politicians were circulating, that all these activists were circulating, those pictures were taken during the Obama administration.
Yeah, they were a little dated. In fact, the date was on the pictures that they sent out.
And they were so stupid, they didn't even catch it. So these are the same lawmakers, by the way, that allow the wholesale murder of unborn children through abortion on demand on the grounds of women's rights. And then they call the White House administration thugs for separating families by deceitfully using fake pictures to prove it. This is where we're at today, folks. Oh, I guess we got David back from Eastside. David, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that. Well, it isn't just Republicans. It's all normal people. If you're not a baby killing, law breaking, foul mouth piece of crap Hollywood type, then there's something wrong with you, according to the media. Yeah, but. Oh, my God. Well, you're a target, you know. Well, you know, I have not put any stickers on my vehicle because I don't want to come back. You know, I don't want to park someplace and come back and find it trashed. And I don't. All right. I love it. Keep doing what you're doing, David. Well, I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you listening. You have a great day.
And who's going to mess with a car that has a Marine sticker on it? I mean, I don't want to mess with that guy.
Well, only liberals would be that stupid.
Yeah, you know, come on.
You know, but, you know, here's the thing, folks. The immigration crisis has been created by liberals. Now, a lot of you probably aren't old enough to remember. I am. I remember Ronald Reagan when he was president. And I remember we had an immigration problem at that time. And the Democrats in the Congress went to Ronald Reagan and they said, hey, grant amnesty to all these people in the country illegally right now. And at that time, I think it was about 4 million. If you do that, then we'll enact legislation that's going to prevent these people from pouring over the southern border, and we're going to reestablish rule of law along the border. So Reagan said, okay, I've got your promise on that. Oh, yeah. You know, we'll do that. So Reagan granted the amnesty. Guess what? The Democrats did absolutely nothing. It's the party of liars, crooks, lawbreakers, baby killers, and jerks. And if you don't like that, don't be a Democrat.
And that's exactly why Trump isn't falling for that. That's why he knows that there's no deal to be made if there isn't something put up front that he knows is a guaranteed. And he has that guaranteed before he gives any more.
Exactly.
Allowing, like the DACA, the Dreamers. You know? He doesn't want, you know, I'm sure he would like to do it.
Why would he take the politicians in the Congress at their word when they have lied and lied and lied and lied and ad infinitum?
I mean, it's kind of like me dealing with the county commissioners. You got three liars up there. Why even bother talking to them?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, just go around them. Let the people do it.
That's what you do.
But the truth is that illegal alien children who cross into the United States either alone or with adults have a higher standard of living once they're put into the federal care than the more than 13 million American children who are living in poverty all across the country. These shelters are comfortable facilities. I've seen the pictures. They're now online. They provide lodging, meals, clothing, medical care, education, recreation, counseling, and other services to these illegal alien children that aren't even available to the children of our poor citizens. And that music in the background means we're top of the hour. We're going to hear from some of our great sponsors. And we're going to hear some drivel and lies and twisted crap from the lamestream media. So put on your brain filters, suffer through it, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I hope you suffered through the news without believing any of their drivel. Did you ever notice on the news, on the mainstream media, they pick and choose which things they want to talk about, and they only pick the things that make Trump or normal people come off in a negative light? Because remember, when they're attacking Trump, they're attacking you, because whether you voted for him or not, if you're a normal person, you know, the kind of person that gets up in the morning, goes to work, raises your family, pays your bills, does all the right things, you're an enemy of the left.
And you know, I've been noticing that the world, they sometimes put out news alerts on their email. And many of the times it's something that Trump was doing in the office that was just a regularly daily chore that he was doing. And they try to portray it as, you know, some type of big urgent news alert when you know it was just a BS story.
It's just business. We're going to go back to the phone. Jim from North Bend, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today? The tax thing? Oh, the sanctuary? Yeah. Well, you know what the problem is, Jim? Normal average people, your average American person, they are busy living their lives. They're raising their families. They're going to work every day. They're doing all the things necessary to pursue the American dream. And they rely on the media to tell them what's going on in the world so that they can make informed decisions.
That's funny.
Well, but see, that's the root of the problem, because the media is not doing their job. The media is...
How about people don't care?
Well, I think I've run across those, but I think deep down they really do care. They're just too confused, and they're reluctant to take a stand on anything because they're really not sure of what's true and what isn't. So they cop out and say, well, screw it, I don't care.
And if you don't take a stand for what you believe in,
well,
then you'll fall for anything.
Well, you're absolutely right on that. I had this conversation with some people here before the show. Way too many people, they talk a good game, but when it comes down to actually putting their thoughts into actions, they take the path of least resistance, and expediency becomes a lot more important to them than doing the right thing. And I think
they don't care. They don't care if it goes communist. I had one friend of mine said, "So what's wrong with communism?" And I hung up on him.
Well, put the blame for that? You put it on the government-run schools.
Because he's a veteran. A degreed, a 4-year college degreed veteran who served in the military for 12, 13 years.
Well, yeah, but you said 4-year college degreed. He was in amongst the communists in college, and they apparently won him over.
That's true. That's true. He didn't go to a Christian college like I did. So
right. Well, and there's quite a number of colleges out there that aren't infested with these commies. You just got to look to find them.
We hear Hillsdale all the time on our own radio show.
I actually send money to Hillsdale every year because Hillsdale does something really strange, you know? They teach empirical fact, and they teach the Constitution, and they teach rule of law, and they teach common sense.
A lot of it's free, too. You can get in Primus, and you can take
exactly.
Free courses, Constitution courses, and get a certificate.
That's right.
Yes,
that's
you can.
Right.
Yeah.
I get it every month.
And you know the other part of that, Jim, that just absolutely amazes me? Hillsdale does not take 1 cent of taxpayer money. You know, now figure this out. Here we have a university that takes absolutely no taxpayer money. They turn out graduates that are successful. I don't remember the hard numbers, but there was a comparison a few years ago on Hillsdale graduates compared to graduates from the Ivy League schools. And by and large, and I don't remember the percentages, it's been too long ago. Hell, I barely remember what happened yesterday. But the Hillsdale graduates, more of them were gainfully employed after 2 years than were the Ivy League graduates, and they were making, on average, more money than the Ivy League graduates. So that should tell you the story right there, but of course, the media won't touch it.
Well, they won't tell you that AIPAC's running the country either, will they?
Yeah, well, that's another subject. But the thing is, the reason a lot of people just kind of throw their hands up and say, well, I don't care, is because there are so many conflicting things out there that people just don't know what to believe. And I'm fully cognizant of the fact that most people aren't like me. You know, my job is to research this stuff. My job is to find out the truth. My job is to convey that information to other people. That's what I do for a living. But they do other things. They may be electricians. They may be teachers. They may be doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs. Who knows? But their job is not the same as mine. And the media in general has a job to convey valid information to the public, and they just don't do it. One of the reasons talk radio is so hated by the left is that by and large, there are some exceptions, but by and large, most of your talk radio hosts spend an awful lot of time and effort to find out what the truth is, and then they let the chips fall where they may. One thing you've never heard on this show is you don't hear any political favoritism. If Republicans screw up, I go after them just as much as I do the Democrats, and the reality right now is in Washington, D.C., the hate Trump movement comprises both Republicans and Democrats, and they're all a bunch of cruds.
And not only that, I think there's
complicated, yeah, but there's a lot to it.
Yeah, but
as you well know,
unfortunately, yes. But that's the bottom line, and the best I can tell you is just keep on keeping on, do the things that you know are right. Try to convey the information to the people you know. If they don't want to hear it, the best thing to do is just shrug your shoulders, walk away, because the old adage applies. You can't cure stupid. stupid.
Right. Who's getting the signatures? Do you know any place that has that people are getting 10 or more, you know, signatures?
There's quite a number of them out there, and I don't know. Now, I have one petition posted on my website. It's the one to require the Oregon legislature to obey the law, which they haven't been doing very well. And
That's crazy. They should be obeying the law anyway. I
agree.
Either that or they should be reprimanded.
Well, what do you expect, Jim, in a state where all but one statewide office is held by Democrats? Democrats hold a majority in both houses of the legislature. We got an idiot Democrat governor, and I say that with reservation because idiot may not be strong enough word, and I can't use the real word on the air.
Right, right. That's
so,
being kind.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a mafia, I'm telling you.
It is. So, you know, we're starting out in a hole to begin with, and Donald Trump has shown us light at the end of the tunnel if enough people get on board and start using their head instead of their emotions. Because,
well, we ought to get these corrupt people, too, and they ought to get the DOJ and clean all that crap up.
Well, based on some of the things I was watching on TV this morning, I was watching C-SPAN.
Were you watching that Fry testimony?
Yes.
Man, that was something, wasn't it?
And there was a couple press conferences earlier on around 5 this morning our time. I think it's moving in that direction. It's not going to happen overnight, but I think...
Oh, it's going to take years to clean it up. It's so bad.
Well, I think ultimately what's going to happen, in, you know, immediately, is a lot of these pieces of garbage are going to be exposed for what they really are. And once that happens, it's going to be a domino effect. We just need to get the top ones to start falling, and the rest of them will fall with them.
Well, let's hope Trump stays in long enough for all this to happen.
Well, he seems to be doing a pretty good job. You know, I'm not going to tell everybody that I agree with 100% of everything he does, because I don't. He's human
don't
like
either.
The rest of us. But he has been the best president in my lifetime since Reagan as far as actually doing things for America and for the American people. All of the others in the interim.
And you know what I like about him is he promotes capitalism like he was proud of it, and whereas most of them are so shameful. Oh, my gosh, I made some money. Oh, how horrible, you know?
Yeah, well,
I hate socialism, and I hate communism, and I don't think people are going to like having a boot on their neck if we turn communists.
Yeah. Well, the problem is, Jim, that most people, especially the younger ones that are educated or indoctrinated in the government indoctrination centers, they don't understand about communism. Hell, I've talked to some teachers. Even they don't know about communism. All they know is the party line. I have been to communist countries. I know what it's like there. I know what the people go through. I've seen it firsthand. And most of these so-called knowledgeable experts have never been out of their office. It's just like the Enviro pukes in this state. They talk about, oh, well, we've got to save this and we've got to save that, yet not a damn one of them's ever gone out to the woods.
You know, that's a big agenda there, and it lies in with the UN and communism.
Exactly. And the UN is behind a lot of this, but again, that's another show.
Yeah, that's true. Hey,
okay.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay, thank
keep
you.
Keep up the good work. Kudos to you, and keep sticking up for the truth in the country.
Well, I intend to do that, and I sincerely thank you for listening. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
And with that, we're running overtime again, so we got to take a break here and pay the bills. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can do that. Give me a call, 541-267-2124. We'll be right back.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
The RV business is booming at the Boomin' Y, and Gibbs RV is looking for nice pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Gibbs RV makes it so simple. They will come to your location, give you a fair appraisal, and help take care of all the paperwork. It doesn't get any easier than that. So let the professionals at Gibbs RV take the hassle out of selling or consigning your RV. Stop by and see them today at 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay by the Big Boomin' Y in Empire, or check them out at GibbsRV.com.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto here. With the cold, harsh winter months behind us and summer right around the corner, you want to make sure your tires are ready for your adventure. Whether it's off-roading, a drive up the coast, or to the mountains, you want to drive with confidence that only Cooper Tires can provide. With a wide selection of Cooper Tires, Far West Tire and Auto has all your tire needs covered. Stop by Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101 Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. You know, earlier on I was talking about the illegal alien children and how opportunistic, lying pieces of crap like Jeff Merkley are trying to use that for political gain, and basically they're lying through their teeth to do it. But there's a dirty little secret that the media and none of these liberals want you to know about. And that's that during the Obama administration, a lot of these illegal alien children were placed with groups and organizations around the country that used them in sex trafficking rings. Where was the media coverage on that, by the way?
My favorite is the middle-aged man who ended up in the middle school.
Yeah. But kind of along the same lines, this is interesting. This is more media nonsense. There was a headline on June 16th in the New York Daily News. It's a real big tabloid, and it's real popular in New York. The headline was, "Callous, Soulless, Craven Trump." And then it was followed by the subheadline, "Prez's edict led to 2,000 children stripped from parents in 1 week." This was all part of the talking points agenda on how the Trump administration is treating the children of these illegal aliens.
They're almost as objective as the people in the FBI who are investigating him.
But you got to give him credit. The headline appealed to the emotions of the reader and the parental instinct to most people. You know, nobody wants to see children mistreated.
Unless they're my children, you know.
You know, who would condone the separation of children from their parents? The answer to that is the American government. That's who. It not only condones the removal of children from their parents, it actually promotes it. The government has routinely taken children from their parents for about the past 50 years. And not in increments of 2,000, as indicated by that tabloid headline, but by the millions. It began with the enactment of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And I remember it vividly because I was around, and I was actually one of the idiots that went out and did some demonstrating at the time. I thought I was oh so smart, but I didn't really, in retrospect, I didn't have a clue what I was doing, as most young people. But that act included sex on its list of categories to receive protection from discrimination. The law neutered the American male in general, but the African American community is the ones that really, really got the shaft on that. It was supposed to be for civil rights, and it was the black people that got screwed. The government promoted unwed motherhood through financial inducements made possible by the welfare system that gave women incentives to have children if they weren't married. Now, even well-meaning young couples that plan to get married, a lot of them opted for the welfare system because it meant tens of thousands of dollars in increased income over the lifetime of the young family. Fathers went and lived with their parents, other family members, or friends, because if the welfare workers found even a pair of pants or male socks in the closet of the mother, she was going to lose her welfare payments. This was the first step in separating children from parents. The father was removed from the home, And that's now metamorphosed into the modern day wine of male toxicity. And somehow half of the human population of the planet should be killed off.
We're known as deadbeat dads, other than, you know, that too.
There was some liberal female professor over the weekend sent out a tweet that said all males should be killed. Well, maybe we should, because that would be the end of humanity. And it would also take down these screeching, ugly women's libbers. Yeah. You know the reason they're women's libbers and feminists? Because most of them are so disgusting that no decent man wants anything to do with them. So that's their only refuge. But once welfare was firmly implemented and became a way of life, the government, in its infinite wisdom, decided that it was unfair to the American taxpayer to pay for the support of welfare mothers. But it's a don't worry about it, that it loved these welfare mothers, and they would train and educate and find them jobs so they could get off welfare, right? You remember that? That went on all through the 60s and 70s. The second step in separating children from parents occurred when their mothers were trained and educated by the government. The children were sent to preschool, in school, and after school programs. They were fed food that wasn't intended by God to be consumed by human beings. They were attended to by strangers whose primary purpose was to earn a living, not the welfare of the kids. They were educated with immoral standards, denied the love and instruction in spiritual matters that are essential to childhood development, and then they were given Ritalin or similar drugs if they didn't adjust to their unnatural environment. A generation would be raised without the nurturing love, spiritual development, and moral values. They would be raised without any values, and then would migrate into gangs and eventually in jail. We're seeing the results of that today. So this is how our own government has stolen children from their parents through their feel-good programs that actually have done more harm to our society than any good they possibly could have done. And we have a caller, but let's take the break first, because I want to be fair to the caller. So we're going to take our bottom of the hour break. When we come back, we'll go right to the phone. So stick with us. I'll be right back.
Looking for electronics or musical instruments? Do you like jewelry? Are you looking for a newer used firearm? How about tools? Or maybe you could use some extra cash. World Pawn Exchange, located at 1980 Sherman Avenue in downtown North Bend, buys and sells firearms, gold and silver coins and jewelry, musical instruments, electronics, and more. At World Pawn Exchange, you'll find more than you can possibly imagine. World Pawn Exchange, 1980 Sherman Avenue in North Bend.
In just a fast few minutes from right now, you can have life insurance for up to $500,000 without taking a medical exam and without leaving your home. We're Fast Life, and we're going to make this easy and fast. Odds are that you don't have enough insurance, or you're paying way too much for what you got, or you don't have any, and that's not good. Listen, nobody likes to think about life insurance, but we're grown-ups now, so call and protect your family. 1-800-254-9567, or go to fastlife.life. You've got insurance? That's great, but you may be able to get more coverage and pay less than what you're paying now. And with no medical exam, you can get it right over the phone, and that's fast. Faster than a speeding bullet? No, but fast. And we also said we make it easy. So call and get quotes, then submit an application over the phone, and that's it. And that's easy. Get approved, and coverage starts instantly. And that's fast. Faster than the speed of light? No, but fast. Call 1-800-254-9567 or go to fastlife.life. Fastlife.life. It's revolutionary. It's Fast Life.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-510-2800 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-510-2800. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-510-2800 or visit us at CoventryDirect.com. Coventry Direct, giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right to the phones. We're going to talk to Haven in Bandon. Haven, how are you doing, bud?
Pretty good, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. You know, not bad for an old guy.
I agree. It's too nice of a day to be stuck inside on the radio. Although I was out all day yesterday and I got my legs sunburned, so, you know.
Oh, you were having too much fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, every once in a while.
Yeah, that's God's way of telling you you're not allowed to have too much fun at one time.
Hey Haven, what is downtown like right now? Is it packed right now in downtown Bandon?
Not packed, but it's a fair crowd for this time of year.
That's good.
Because it was crazy this weekend.
You know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is kind of iffy. It's been okay. I actually had a terrific month last month. So.
Good.
You know, a lot of people through, and you know, people are happy that they're bringing home a little more money, and they're not worried about getting fired. And, you know,
gee, what a concept! that was all due to Barack Hussein Obama, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. It was Obama's policies that did that.
Yeah, it was when he was bending over with the Vaseline for foreign leaders.
Now that I get all that free medical care, we got nothing but money. You know,
absolutely.
Funds, you know,
absolutely. Yeah. What was the purpose of your call?
I got two thoughts on stuff we've seen on the news here in the last 2 weeks. If you've watched the last couple of days, all you've heard about is, you know, Trump supposedly imprisoning children.
Right.
And you know, I have a really good theory on that, and I haven't heard anybody hit this yet. It's much easier to sell for the media and the evil people in the media or the lefties or whoever. It's much easier to sell Trump as a Nazi if they're posting stuff on TV that shows him like he's a Nazi, where he's separating families, you know.
Well, they,
never
yeah.
Mind
and
the
they,
fact that it's a Clinton policy.
Well, it is. And here's the thing, Haven. This is what people need to remember. We got an election coming up in November, and then we got another one in a couple years for the presidency. And as it stands right now, the liberals have nothing. Everything that they stood for, Trump has basically burst their bubble.
Well, that being proven that they're back to square one to, you know, two or three down the line where Trump's a Nazi. They tried that a year and a half ago.
Well, yeah. So basically they have nothing out there, and they're casting around for an issue that they can't go with anything based on fact because the facts do not support them. So what they're doing, they're trying to find an emotional issue that will be a hot button that they can use to try to get people to vote for them instead of for common sense. And
I had somebody send me a copy of that picture, you know, of the kids in the dog pens.
Right.
You know, and knowing I'm a Trump guy and asking what I thought of it, and I was like, well, I'd think a lot more of it if I hadn't had that profile picture banned off my Facebook page over a year and a half ago. or 2 years ago or whatever it was that I posted it originally.
Yeah. Well,
you've never seen that picture. Yeah, I have.
Yeah. Have you seen the pictures that came out in the last several days of the current detention centers?
Yeah. Nice.
Hell, I wouldn't mind living in one of those. Three hots and a cot. You get free education, free medical care. I mean, hell, that's better than I'm doing now.
Well, it's better than you veterans get. So.
Well, yeah. Yeah. So, but, you know, you just don't take it too seriously. This is going to blow up in their face.
I laugh it off. The other thing I've been thinking of, you know, you had the IG report, and I didn't read a whole lot about it. I've read some. But it's not going to go anywhere for the very simple thing is, you know, think about this for a minute. Who digs up dirty laundry on people better than the Clintons?
The swamp.
Hillary and Bill have got more crap on people than anybody out there.
Well, and you got to remember.
If they prosecute her, what are the odds that she doesn't unleash everything she knows about Obama?
That ain't going to happen. You got to remember, this was a report that was prepared by the swamp for the benefit of the swamp.
Yeah.
And I wanted to address it today on the show, but what happened? I downloaded that and I started working my way through it. There's 502 pages.
Yeah.
And I'm on, I think last night I gave it up at about page 189. So I'm not prepared. Yeah. I can't comment on it until I know all the particulars, so I'm just not going to say anything.
Well, you know, the one thing that I really enjoyed this today when I was watching TV in the Fry testimony is that Lindsey Graham, who grew a backbone, he went through it, you know, case by case, you know, email by email, laying out why the guy was wrong in his conclusion to the report, and I thought he made a great case for it.
Yeah, this is out of Lindsey Graham-nesty.
Lindsey Graham,
Did you see speaking of idiots in the swamp, did you see Schumer's comment the other day about Trump?
Which one?
The cowboy thing?
Oh,
The Texas thing. Wasn't that awesome? he's all cow and no hat. I agree.
Well, that, you know, all this is really okay, Haven, because normal people are starting to wake up and they're starting to realize that the Washington establishment hates them. Democrats hate them. The media hates them. Academia hates them. Hollywood hates them. People are starting to catch on to that. You know, it goes back to the old thing. You could fool some of the people some of the time. Well, it's gotten to the point where the foolery isn't working. People are starting to wake up. And the average American person is a hell of a lot smarter than most of these elitists want to give them credit for.
They had a poll on the radio today or on the news or something. I heard it this morning, and supposedly 2/3 of Americans don't like Trump's immigration policy. What 2/3? The ones that live in Portland?
Yeah. Who do they poll on this stuff?
Those are the same 2/3 that were supposed to vote for Hillary during the last election.
Just remember, all this polling is done by the same twits that predicted that Hillary was going to be president.
90% chance she's going to win, remember?
Like I've said many times, the morning of the election, when they were reporting on the news that Hillary was going to win Texas, I felt pretty confident.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, all of this crap coming out of the media, just always remember, you don't have to remember anything else. Just remember, when you see a news report, it was the same people that were so convinced and so absolutely dead rock certain that Hillary was going to be the next president. That's all you need to know. Once you understand that, then you realize that none of these people matter. It goes back to the old thing we used to hear in the military. It's mind over matter. We don't mind. They don't matter. And just keep it in mind. Okay?
Do you ever watch Gutfeld on Saturdays?
No.
This week, his show was so damn funny. I copied it. I had to watch it over because I was laughing so hard I couldn't pay attention.
I read some of the transcripts, but Saturdays Saturdays are my domestic day when my wife hooks me up to lawn implements and other forms of torture and makes me do the things I've got to do to have a place to live.
I think we're married to the same woman. Oh, my gosh.
I think we all are.
Who is this lady? She's amazing.
Yeah, you know, the feminists talk about male oppression. Apparently none of them have ever been married.
It hasn't rubbed off on my wife yet.
Yeah, I know who's in charge of my house, and I don't give her any crap about it.
That's right. You know, I've got a great marriage. I can do anything I want as long as she approves.
Yeah, I do anything I want that she tells me I can.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for the call, Haven. It's good to hear from you. You take care. And
we're in trouble now.
Yeah, we're in trouble. Well, when I get home, my wife's probably going to beat me.
Yep.
Yeah, she...
Bring a pizza, something.
We do have another caller holding. Bill's getting it set up.
Well, you know, the thing about this, you're hearing all this immigration. At least we're not hearing about the porn star. You know, you don't have to go off that again for a year. You know,
how is it that all these liberals in the media think Trump is so absolutely horrible, and he's such a woman hater and misogynist, yet they're out there deifying a porn star and her attorney. Yeah. And it turns out the attorney's corrupt. He's probably going to end up in jail. So anyway, let's go to the phone. We have John from Coos Bay. John, welcome to the Jim Vice Show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, what's on your...
I was wondering if I was the only one to notice. It looked like someone had just stopped a bus in the middle of the Wyatt Empire and unloaded a whole bunch of homeless people. Because there were dozens, it seemed like, of people walking around with plastic bags, like they'd just gotten shoveled off the bus to the curb. You know, the cops were aware of it because there was two cruisers cruising around.
Yep.
Like, why do we have to be the dumping ground from
whatever
mental hospital they came out of?
All that does, John, is it demonstrates the liberals in Portland's contempt for normal people. That's all it is, a demonstration. The Portland elitists, because most of these homeless, so-called homeless, are from Portland. They ship them down here, and this isn't the only county they're dumping them in.
Right.
They just want them away from them, and they don't care what they inflict on the rest of us. It's nothing but arrogance.
And you know that every city on the coast has one of these policies where they can give money to homeless people so that they can ship them off. And they say, we make sure that they're going somewhere. Yeah, right. You guys can't even tell who's in the country legally, and you're telling us you know where the homeless is going.
Yeah,
right?
Well, and let's not forget that just like the immigration problem, the homeless problem has been created predominantly by Democrat policies. They've priced people out of the home market. Under Obama, they made sure that jobs weren't readily available. They call it the education system. It's nothing more than an indoctrination system. And it doesn't teach kids how to go out and hold a job.
And the worst thing is they got a huge urban renewal project over there where they're going to do all this beautification projects and give a lot of money to a lot of businesses over there, including the new hotel for the casino. But yet your roads, your streets, the law enforcement to pick up the homeless, all of that is suffering due to these projects. And yet nobody's catching on to this, you know, like they should be.
Exactly. So, it's happening. People are aware of it, John. It just doesn't get a whole lot of publicity. I've mentioned it a couple times on the show. We're a dumping ground for the open sewer that they call Portland. So
I think Portland ran out of room for the homeless, so they had nowhere else to put them but on the bus.
They've got all their rejects from the 60s and stuff roaming around up there in their tie-dyes, and you know, they've got the motto, let's keep Portland weird. Well, they're doing a damn good job, I want to tell you.
You know, when you say that, I think of Katie Eyman. I don't know why.
I know. Okay. Well, she's a Portland Democrat.
Portland Democrat.
Yeah,
right.
What do you expect? Anyway, John, I thank you for the call.
Well, thanks for hearing me.
Okay, bye. You have a great day. You know, kind of, well, I'll tell you what, before I get into this, I just looked at the clock. We're going to do it on time again, folks. Mark it down. We're going to take a break, but we're going to give something away. This is from the Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. They're located at the foot of Newmark on Highway 101. Pretty much everybody knows where they're at. They open 6 days a week. They're open every day but Monday from 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. And you can dine in, you can carry out, or they deliver. And trust me, I eat there fairly frequently. If you eat in, the service is great, the food's great. You can call ahead and order and pick it up and take it home. I know Rob does that periodically.
All the time. Very good stuff.
And I'm being a lazy person. I am. A lot of times my wife and I decide we don't want to cook, so we just call Lucky Star. We get delicious food delivered in about 20 minutes. It doesn't get any better than that.
And after the things you said, you may want to be ordering from Lucky Star. So, you know, heck, it works out quite well.
Yeah, no kidding. But what they're offering to my listeners is their house special dinner. That includes barbecued pork, sweet and sour pork, fried shrimp, a spring roll, pork fried rice, and pork chow mein. It's a lot of food. You've had that, haven't you, Rob?
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I have, too.
It's a huge batch of food. That's the incredible
part. Well, it's one meal that'll serve three people.
Right.
Pretty much.
You know, if you go there in a group, you can pick off of each. There's so much on everyone's plate. You can order
different
stuff.
We have done that.
Stuff. Yeah, and everyone picks off everyone's plate.
I've gone there with friends, and what we do is there is such a huge amount, if you order this, that people have a tendency amongst our group sitting at the table, pick out the stuff you like, and
right.
other people pick out the stuff they like. You don't have to eat all of it. You just eat the ones you like, and there's still lots of food.
Yes, absolutely. And what a good opportunity.
Anyway, I'm going to give this house special dinner away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124. Be caller number 3, and you get this excellent, excellent house special dinner from Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. And I'll be right back.
Well, I was driving across town when my car got down, started lurching and trying to die. Well, luckily there was a shop, and when it struggled to a stop, a nice fella met me right outside. I said, "Man, something's wrong. What the heck is going on?" He said, "I tell you this, I got no doubt. You just relax and don't you worry. We can fix it in a hurry, because your car is what we're all about. We do it all.
Bayshore Auto and RV Repair, your one-stop shop for all your automotive and RV mechanical repairs. Stop by and see Jeff and his friendly staff on Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay.
Hey, Oregon, it's Rob from Basin Tackle. Don't forget to tune in to KWRO or KWRO.com every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for your premier Southern Oregon radio program, The Basin Tackle Outdoor Show, where we set you up for adventure and give you directions to get there.
Yeah, I left my heart in Oregon.
Slip away to the tropics. The tropical decor at the new Copacabana, North Bend's newest and friendliest night spot. The Copacabana is located at 645 Virginia Avenue and features not only a full-service bar for all your favorite adult beverages, but offers hamburgers, seafood, and appetizers to satisfy your munchies. They're open from 5 till midnight Monday through Thursday and 5 till 2:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. At the Copacabana, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights are special with a live DJ for your dancing and listening pleasure. That's the Copacabana, 645 Virginia in North Bend. Stop by tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. You know, I was talking earlier about how the liberals have used the welfare system to take children away from their parents. Here's the results of that. The prison population in this country doubled from 1 million to 2 million from 1992 to 2000. And most of the those additional prisoners came out of the black community. So let's take a look at some of the statistics regarding the health and well-being of the American family. The United States has the highest prison population in the world, more than China and India combined. There are 2.4 million men in U.S. prisons. The U.S. has 5% of the world's population and 25% of prison inmates. Figure that one out. The U.S. has the world's most violent boys. 82% of American 18-year-olds live in a home that does not contain both biological parents. Of course, liberals tell you that biology is subject to what you think rather than anything empirical. 24 million children in the United States go to bed at night without a father in the home. 40% of all births in the U.S. are to unwed mothers. The number of illness of American women, the number one illness of American women is depression, which affects about 10 million women, or about 10% of the adult female population. 3 million American girls under the age of 18 now suffer from depression. And the World Health Organization reports that the number one health issue of England, the United States, and Canada is mental illness. The National Institute for Mental Illness reports that at any given time in the United States, 25% of the people can be classified as mentally ill. Now, I would disagree with that. I'd say it's about 50%, and there's another name for them. It's called liberals. But, you know, I agree with Dr. Michael Savage. Liberalism is a mental disease. Let's go back to the phone. We've got another caller here. Curtis from Coos Bay, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Thank you, Jim. I've been listening to you for not as long as I should have. But anyway, I want to just say with the world news, this rapper, there's one thing that they did do well.
Okay.
When they, way back when, with the sewer district and everything else like that, and they did call out that lady and the other ones and actually put the record straight. And they also called out the fact $155,000, or how much ever it was, paid to San Francisco. So that's one of the things. Other than that, they are a social media paper, and I agree with you.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay, well, I'm glad you had your say. That's what this show's all about. And I thank you for the call. You have a...
It reminds me of the expression, even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Yeah. But all these negative statistics result primarily from the breakdown of the American family. Think about it. Conditions obscured by fanning the flames of racism, the primary issue in a black community isn't racism. It's the breakdown of the black family by governmental action. This same governmental action is breaking down the family structure in all ethnic, racial, and religious segments of the population. It's government policies. And guess which party passed most of those policies? Now, going back to the conditions that the headline addressed earlier, if big bad President Trump didn't have his way and the Latin immigrants were allowed to stay with their families intact, the first order of activity would entail getting them to assimilate into American culture. The women would be sent to school to learn English and other essentials of daily living, and their children, while their mothers were in school or in training facilities, would be cared for by the government. By the time they reached their teens, they would be fodder for recruitment into gangs, a life of crime or social ineptitude, and prospects for violence in our institutions. And we're seeing this almost every day. Look at all these school shooters. Look at the wackos that go off the deep end and take a gun out and start shooting people. These are all products of this government system of destroying the American family and taking children away from their parents.
And then you're looking at derelicts who you have to ask the question, why are they attacking the public school in which they were taught in? You know, what brings them to attack the establishment that educated them, in which there's probably a reason why.
I think you used the wrong word, educated.
Right. Well, that's what I mean.
Indoctrinated.
Indoctrinated.
Yeah.
And that's maybe where the anger stems from.
Yeah. But, you know, the primary issue facing this country and the entire Western world is a breakdown of the family structure. For any society to remain viable, it's got to have a spiritual awareness, a gender understanding, and family focus. And we're being discouraged from striving for that purpose by focusing on racism and poverty and prejudice, which basically devolved from the lack of family and the infinite benefits to a society that the family unit provides. We send our kids to the government indoctrination centers. They don't learn empirical knowledge. They don't learn how to balance a checkbook. They can't read or write or spell. They can't make change. If you don't believe that, next time you go shopping, ask the clerk to count back your change. They don't know how to do it. But by God, they know how to put a condom on a cucumber. And they know how to sit around and discuss whether or not they're a boy or a girl without ever having the benefit of looking in their pants to find out. This is a society we've created. And then we wonder why there's all this violence and mental illness. Now, how smart do you have to be to figure this out? The primary issue facing this country and the entire world is the lack of families. That's it. Period. I'm going to segue over just real briefly to the gun control issue because this really, really, really ticked me off when I read it. The New York Times editorial board claims at least 700 mass shootings occurred over the last 2 years, and 96 people a day are killed by firearms in this country. Now, this column was written to correspond with the second anniversary of the 2016 shooting at the Orlando Pulse nightclub. It was a gay nightclub, and it was a gun-free zone, folks. So I don't think it happened. I think this is all made up by the media. It was a gun-free zone. Nobody could have possibly been hurt. Right? But we haven't. The gunman in that attack had a statewide firearms license, enabling him to serve as an armed security guard, and he passed a background check for the handgun and rifle that he carried on the night of his attack. He also passed a waiting period for the handgun. Now, the New York Times seems to believe that a homicide here or there doesn't galvanize people to pursue gun control, but mass shootings can result in public discourse and indignation over guns to uneducated people. And they claim at least 700 mass shootings over the last 2 years. Give me a break. The only way to substantiate that claim is to count incidents in which people are only injured. You count incidents in which people are killed. You count suicides, gangbangers, police actions. You've got to count everything. But you know what? According to the FBI and the DOJ, you know how many actual mass shootings there were in 2017? Four. Four. Anyway, that's another of the big lies. We're out of time this week. I sincerely thank you for joining me. I hope you join me next week. And until then, I want you to go out there and you have a great week.